One of the amazing inventions in the last few years is this Webb telescope that's stationed out there someplace halfway between us and the sun that is finally able to probe the depths of God's physical creation, the universe. And I wish I could just live long enough to be able to absorb all the discoveries that this telescope is bringing to light for each of us, the human race, and the great mass, that's just not physical massness of the universe, but the intricacies that we're maybe able to figure out how this universe works. It's with possibility now, and all done within our lifetimes. And what it does for me is it reminds me of the pure, how you would call it, not my ability to understand what we have around us, just the physical universe, much less all the complexities of human life, angels, nuclear physics and all the other things that go into what we are part of. And yet this God was beyond description. No words, no paintings, no portraits, no song can express who God is in a complete way. Condescended to come to live as we live in the gift of his Son made flesh. That is what we are trying to fathom, trying to celebrate in our humble way, as great as it is this celebration this morning. And to be able to fathom that great love that God has for us, we don't always return that love because of our giving into our human weaknesses and giving into our temptations, not to serve God and not to love one another as we are loved by our God. Why would God do that? It's a mystery. And yet it is that gift that God is giving to us that we are thanking God for and celebrating this morning. I'm reminded just a few days ago on the news to illustrate this shoving God out of our lives. I don't know if there's just one or two Catholic parishes in the district of Gaza. And evidently that church was shelled a few days ago. And it was the bishop, I guess it was, speaking on the radio, the news report, and says, we may not be able to stay here. We'd be forced out. So this would be the only Catholic parish that would be forced out of Gaza. This is the Catholic parish that is celebrating what we're celebrating today. Celebrating not only just Christmas liturgy, but also the Eucharistic presence of God, of the Son of God, in that area. What does that say? We've got a lot of work to do. The letter this morning read, may the gift of salvation be known in every land, in every country. So we pray for that peace. Not just in those warring countries. On that same radio station, there was the Christmas Mass being celebrated for soldiers in Ukraine. And they were not able to gather very many soldiers because the opposing army would find out where they were, and they have drones and everything, and send a shell over there to bomb their mass. So there's another example. But that gift of peace that we pray for begins with each of us. And peace is not simply the absence of conflict, the absence of violence. Peace is something that is within each of us and between peoples. And that peace is that understanding and that knowledge that, first of all, that God walks with us no matter what the circumstances. We could be going through fire and storms and danger and gunfire or whatever, and still be, have that peace within our hearts because we know God is with us. And we know that his forgiving love is with us and is a gift that is available to each of us. That in spite of the fact that I have not returned God's love that he has given me and I have offended my neighbor, I need to forgive, first of all, forgive my neighbor and to seek forgiveness. That brings peace. It isn't just that we're not fighting with one another. We don't have violent words. It's much deeper than that. Peace is knowing who we are as children of God, dependent on God, and knowing where we're going, that we are children of God and we're accepting God into our life each day more and more. Every circumstance, every situation, where is God for me? What does God want me to do? How does he want me to reflect him? We practice this every day for years, hopefully, as we live long enough, and to be in perfect union with our God face to face in the glories of heaven. That is that peace. The Gospel of Luke. When the angels reveal the Christ child to the angels, peace on earth to all people of goodwill. And of course, we pray that we are people of goodwill.